Good morning. We're very blessed to have Chris Couples come to share with us this morning. Chris is National Director for Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland. And I'm just going to pray for him before he speaks to us. Let's pray. Father God, we pray that you would just come and be upon Chris right now in your presence, that you would fill him with what you would have him say, and open each one of our hearts and our ears and our minds to listen to what you would have us hear this morning. Amen.
Great. Thank you. Great. Even better. I'm short, but I'm not that short. Thank you, Simon. This is service. Great. Good morning. Great. Let me get my notes here. What a lovely day. Really beautiful this morning. Nice and cold and autumnal. Yeah, as Emma said, I'm Chris Couples and I lead the work of Christians Against Poverty in Northern Ireland. I've been with CAP for over 8 years now. I started in 2010 and set up a debt centre in my church in Willowfield in East Belfast. That was the fifth CAP debt centre at that stage. I'm married to Deborah. We have two young kids, Lydia, who's four, and Jacob, who's two. And Jacob got up at the normal time this morning, which was then five, which killed us. But I made my wife get up. Terrible, isn't it? And I just put the pillow over my head and ignored him. We have another one on the way coming next year. So life is full and wonderful and great. And yeah, that journey with Christians Against Poverty for me has been a fantastic journey over these last 8 years. I stepped out of a sales job at that point, working for a company. And stepped into really what was the unknown, serving people in our community who were burdened by debt, visiting people right across actually Belfast at that stage, covering East, West and South Belfast. And what a joy it is to see people break free like Brian from the poverty that has gripped them through debt. What a joy it has been to see people break free from addictions, dependencies. And what a joy it is when people come to know and accept Jesus in their life. And I've had the privilege of seeing that, not just in my own parish and community, but right across Northern Ireland and across our work even in Scotland and Wales now as I lead that as well. And in Northern Ireland, we have 44 CAP services, churches like yours that are partnering with us to run frontline services to help people, always in partnership with local churches like yours. Tackling poverty, tackling debt, pointing people towards Jesus, always through the church. I'm going to share a little bit about that later on. You were one of the very first partner churches, the parish of Marilyn, as churches you partnered 9 years ago. Basil, who I'm sure you all know, went and trained. It's probably a very different training then, Basil, as it is now. But Basil was one of the very first debt centres that trained. And actually, so you guys have been on this journey for many, many years, partnering with other churches right across Lurgan as well. So I want to thank you right at the start of today for how you have served faithfully for these last 9 years, how you've quietly persevered and served many, many families, over 200 actually in that time, serving them, loving them, supporting them, journeying with them. It's especially great to be here as Ruth takes on the leadership then of the CAP Debt Centre. She trained just a few weeks ago in her first part of training. She's got to go back again where we give her the really detailed, heavy debt stuff, which you're going to be great at, Ruth, and you will enjoy. And Ruth, again, has been a volunteer for many years. She has served. She's been out on visits with people. She has such a heart of compassion and care. And I'm really pleased, Ruth, that you are stepping in to lead this work now. Great. This morning I want to talk about hope. I'd like to start by introducing you to Edith. Edith, because of the pressure of debt, was making the daily choice between the cost of travelling to work to earn money or turning her heating on. Debt snatched her hope, and at her lowest, she was considering suicide. Right now, right across the UK, there's 14 million people, 370,000 people in Northern Ireland, people like Edith, people who are living in poverty. See, poverty arrives like an illness in the family, setting you into a fight mode for a battle that you can't win. It drains your life until you've nothing left to give. You've no power to change your situation. It grinds you down until any flicker of hope is completely extinguished. As you'll find out this morning as we unpack a little bit of the work of Christians Against Poverty and how we work through the local church like yours, as you hear about how people have been devastated by poverty, debt, low income dependencies, I want to ask that question right at the start. Well, what unique ingredient does CAP have that changes thousands of lives? What unique ingredient do you have as a local church here in Dollingstown? What do you carry? What do you bring of Jesus? Hope. We carry hope. Every single person in our country, in our communities, in this community who's struggling with debt, unemployment, poverty, desperately needs hope to walk in. That's why CAP's core message is always hope. It permeates everything that we do. As Christians, we are all carriers of hope, each one of us. Because Jesus is with us, hope is with us wherever we go. And yet our client's hopelessness is real. You heard a little of that as Brian so generously shared his story with us this morning, the hopelessness that people feel. You can't break yourselves often out of debt. It's really hard to break free from dependencies. It's really hard to get into work when you've been out of work for years. See, they feel there is no way out on their own. But in Job 11, verse 18, the Bible tells us that God's promise is that you will be secure because there is hope. You will look about you and take your rest in safety. I truly believe that the church, that this church, is the hope of the world, a place of safety, a place where we can be the hands and feet of Jesus. Jesus was the ultimate bringer of hope, was he not? Today I want to show you just a little bit how you can join in with CAP's mission. It's amazing to see how you've been doing that over the past week and indeed over the last 9 years, so that together we can continue to walk into people's homes and bring hope where hopelessness has set up camp. Let's take a closer look at kind of that word hope and what does it truly mean? Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Saviour and my God. Psalm 43, verse 5. The Greek for the word hope is elpis, which means to anticipate with pleasure and to confidently expect. The definition reduction is for hope is a feeling of expectation and a desire for a particular thing to happen. And even though these definitions may seem similar, there's a difference between what the Bible defines as hope and what the world defines as hope. I go further to contrast one another. The world's hope is rooted in desire, which means the outcome of that hope is uncertain. Our hope, however, is anchored in Jesus. We place our hope in him with confident expectation. And that's what shows up when Ruth arrives into somebody's home, when Cap arrives into somebody's home. It's different to anything they've experienced before. It cuts through the roaring chaos of poverty like a still, calm whisper. Don't be afraid. It'll be okay. And it's that hope that allows each of us to keep going when we want to give up. Maybe you've experienced that in some part of your life, that hope that holds us firm when everything else around us falls away. The same hope in Jesus Christ that gives freedom to people in debt and poverty, to those who are jobless or those who are battling dependencies. And God is doing this by using people like you, people like me, as his hands and feet, and by allowing the church, his body, to stand as the hope of the world. See, if the world is looking for hope, let that hope be found within us, each one of us. I want to share Edith's story. We're going to watch her video just in a moment or two to hear how exactly it looks like as hope walked into her life. So watch the screens.
Life was in a very dark place. I had to choose between putting heating on or putting the electricity on, whether I would eat or whether I would put petrol in the car. I didn't open letters, I didn't answer phone calls. It was a place that I never wanted to see anybody in because it was torture. I got into debt by a series of bad choices. I got sucked into the, you know, a consolidation loan, but it just really got me into a bigger mess. I received a letter threatening to take me to court for an unpaid bill. And I got scared. I took myself off to bed and I got under the covers, pulled them up over my head and thought, this is it. I couldn't couldn't stop the crying. I just wanted to end my life because it was hell. And that's just a scary place to be. Scary, scary place to be. I was in church one morning and there was a lady at the front of the church. She started describing about how people who live in poverty choose between heating and food, choose between electricity and petrol, don't open letters, don't open the door. And I thought, I don't know who this woman is, but she's talking to me. As I found out then, she was our debt centre manager for CAP. Julie gave me the CAP number and said, use that. Kept staring at it thinking, I can't do that. I can't admit the mess that I'm in. So a couple of weeks went past and I rang the number, and I have to say I haven't looked back since. The first visit was quite nerve-wracking. Didn't really know what to expect. Again, there was no judgment made. There was no, why have you done this? Look at the mess you're in. There was nothing like that. They explained what the process would be. And as I say, they took all my information on board and went away with it. I first felt hope when I could see the amount that I owed to people getting smaller. I felt amazing. It felt achievable that I could do this. Because of the state my life was in, my walk with God wasn't just necessarily where it should be. When I was on the discovery break, there was an opportunity to either dedicate or rededicate your life to God, and I knew I had to take it. There and then I said, this is me, God, take me as I am, because I just can't do it anymore on my own. And then I got a phone call from CAP to say, we're pleased to tell you that, you know, you're now debt free. I cried. It was amazing. It was the best feeling I've ever had. Just to hear somebody say, you are no longer in debt, you owe nobody anything, was an amazing feeling. Life now, since I became debt free, it's chalk and cheese. Chalk and cheese. I now live my life. I don't exist in my life anymore. I live my life. I enjoy my life. I make the most of my life. Happiness is a word that I never thought I would fully understand and fully get to grips with what it actually meant. But now I do. Now I know what true happiness is.
Brilliant. I love just, you can see almost the physical change and Edith, from when she shares about that hopelessness and how she shares and the smile lights up in her face about being debt free. And it was the same for you, Brian, just seeing the change as you talked about what it felt like to be in that situation and how now you are free. Isn't that amazing? And it's just two wonderful stories. And the truth is, I could stand here all day telling you stories. I'd love to, but you probably don't want me to. And there's four messages of hope that I want to kind of touch upon this morning. And we'll just kind of quickly touch upon each of them. Four messages of hope that I believe you're already carrying, and Ruth is carrying, as a church you're carrying, CAP are carrying, as we go into people's homes, as we support people. The first message is that you're not alone. Our hope for you is firm because we know that just as you share in our suffering, so also you share in our comfort. Those verses that we heard in our reading. Some people in their darkest moments honestly believe that they're destined to live lives trapped in poverty forever. They feel isolated and hopeless. They're resigned to their lot in life. I'll be in debt forever. I'll never be able to stop smoking. I'll never get a job. My life won't amount to anything. When a debt coach like Ruth smiles and tells the client, there's no problem too big, it blows people's minds. When we take a budget and we go back in and we put a plan in place that shows people a way out of debt with a realistic amount of money for food and household bills. When someone walks into a CAP job club or CAP life skills for the first time, when they're greeted with smiles from other people, a warm, welcoming place. They no longer are alone in isolation. That shame, the guilt is lifted. Our clients realise that CAP understands the horrific difficulties they're often going through, and that in itself is a huge reassurance. However, the thing that really opens the door to let hope in is that CAP arrives with a confident expectation that the situation can change. That firm hope that we read off in 2 Corinthians 1, verse 7, that every client will have place, comfort in place of suffering, not only opens the door to hope, I believe it flings wide the door and lets the oxygen-rich breeze of hope flood into clients' lives. They feel safe and supported. They feel part of bigger, something bigger than themselves, and hope walks in. The second message of hope that we carry is that this thing works. CAP's service works. So the poor have hope, and injustice shuts its mouth. Job 5, verse 16. For so many of our clients, everything that's happened to them in the past screams failure. Many people will have been ripped off by the unscrupulous. They'll have been let down by systems that failed them. They truly think that there's nothing that can help or make a difference in their lives. And I have experienced that so many times as I've gone into people's homes myself. We hear clients saying time after time, I'm beyond help. I've tried it all. I've gone to them. They weren't able to help me. This will never work for me. But we show that there's a truth that is different to what they believe. When we show a job club member that their life experience is valuable, that employer actually wants to know about what they've done, and we equip them to confidently walk into an interview, hope walks in. When we take a pile of confusing, and it often is confusing, paperwork from a debt help client and return with a workable budget, then when, as Brian said earlier, no longer you're receiving phone calls and letters, that hope walks in. CAP helps more than 25,000 people every year across the UK. Our debt help sees thousands of people who are utterly desperate find freedom again, find a budget and be able to live so they can feed their family and budget better within weeks. 2,500 people go debt-free every single year, and that number is growing as we grow. We never pay people's debts off for them, ever. But we put in place a plan and a process and a system to take the weight and the worry away. The creditors work with us every month. There's around £3 million paid off and repaid through CAP. Last year, through our network of job clubs, over 160 across the UK, 10 here in Northern Ireland, we saw 805 people find work. That's almost 42% of the people that are coming into a CAP job club. People who, on average, have been out of work for 2.5 years. Then we've got our Fresh Start and Life Skills groups that helped a further 600 people in 2017 alone. Life Skills equips people to live well when they're struggling to get by on a low income. Fresh Start helps people to find freedom from life-controlling dependencies and habits. When we explain to clients that that others have been helped, when they hear stories like Edith's and Brian's, these precious people realize they're not too far gone. Actually, they start to see hope again. They realize that, yes, this thing could work for me. It's tested and it's proven. And what they believe to be impossible now is a definite possibility. Hope walks in. The third message of hope is that we believe in you. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For so many people that we have the privilege to work with, all that they've ever heard in their lives is that you'll never amount to anything. Once a drinker, always a drinker. Once a poor mum, always a poor mum. Once in benefits, always in benefits. Wonder how many times we've maybe even thought that of someone. But Jeremiah 29, verse 11 tells us that God has a plan for us that will give hope and a future. And Philippians 4, verse 13 tells us the most amazing truth, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. That's why we at CAP only and will only ever partner with the local church right across the length and the breadth of our country. Hundreds of congregations here standing up and declaring they will be the ones like you who will bring hope into your local community. Frontline workers, those like Ruth and the many other over 70 across Northern Ireland, they tell people, you can do this. You have a future. You have a freedom. We can work with you to get you out of debt. You can get a job. You can offer society something better. You can hit this goal to be free from the thing that is gripping your life. Imagine being encouraged in that way when all you've heard is that you're worthless. You've got nothing to give.
and you've started to believe that in your life. The impact on people's spirits is incredible. They change the way they talk about themselves. They change the way they view themselves. Relationships with partners and children improve. People smile and laugh. They look physically different. We can just see a glimpse of that as Brian shared his story, as Edith shared her story. It's amazing to see the difference that just simple words of encouragement can make. And whatever we're involved in, whether it be CAP or something else, we can all be carriers of hope by encouraging someone who doesn't believe in themselves. Hope walks in. And then the fourth hope, the greatest hope of all, the hope of salvation. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God my Saviour. My hope is in you all day long. Psalm 25, verse 5. No life is beyond Jesus' redeeming power. I wonder, do you believe that this morning? Because I do. Because I've seen it in action time and time again. No life is beyond Jesus' redeeming power. Our clients may not believe that God exists. They may have preconceived ideas about church or Christians. No one may have ever shown and taken them the message of the gospel, the hope that Jesus is. But we do. We do. When Christians are living a life that reflects Jesus, people should and could and can sense it. When we're non-judgmental, when we're kind, when we're helpful, when we're willing to go the extra mile, people will feel it. It's tangible, actually. God magnifies all that we bring in order to create hope where there is none, because Jesus himself is the ultimate hope. And for over 20 years, CAP has committed to be the best reflection of who Jesus is. Hey, we do not get it right because we're all fallen, broken people. But right at the core of who we are, and you hear it in our name, is that we are Christians. We want to bring a message of hope that is so much bigger. And that's why we always and will always only partner with the church. As Christians, we all play a vital part of showing a broken world that God is love, God is forgiveness, God is compassion. God's a God of second chances, a God of your life can change, a God of I believe in you, and a God of salvation. And as Christians like you, CAP workers, not only bring hope, but they leave hope, a hope that we know when we truly grasp it does not disappoint. As a result of CAP's work, over 1,000 people every year make a commitment, that first step to follow Jesus. Praise God. As a parish I said earlier on at the start, you've been involved with this Lurgan Death Centre for over 9 years. Basil setting it up with a team 9 years ago. And in that time, over 200 families have been supported through CAP home visits, through budgets, through long-term support, through food shops, meals, coffees, a listening ear, a friendly conversation. So many little glimpses and moments of hope that you and many others before you and after you have been a part of. Over 50 families going debt-free in that time, with many more working on a plan to be debt-free. Over 30 people locally have made a decision to follow Jesus in that time, because of what you've done. As Ruth steps in to lead the Lurgan CAP Centre, our vision is very much the same of what has gone before. It's that this work will continue, that it will grow, that it will meet more people's lives, that people will be set free from the burden of debt, that more people will experience hope as maybe you walk in with some groceries. Friendly listening ear. As you say, you can do this. As you say, let's go out for a coffee. Hope walking in. Hope most of all is people experience a Jesus that loves them. When you say, can I pray with you? When nothing else seems possible. Do you want to come along to church? Or, hey, we've got this Alpha course running, or a harvest meal. Would you like to come with me? Hope walks in. And maybe you've been involved or in the past and you'd like to get involved again today. You can come and talk to Ruth and I at the end of the service about how you can be involved. See, hope walks into thousands of lives every year because churches like yours and CAP work in partnership. It is also only possible because we have 29,000 people across the UK who've said yes to playing their part. People who passionately believe that poverty shouldn't be the end point. That people have a hope and a future. And each of them have committed to give, on average, £12 per month. We call these people life changers. I know there will be many of you that support CAP and have done for many years in that way, and I want to say thank you for doing that. I want to say thank you as well for standing with these guys in the week without that you've just done and giving this morning. And I want to say there's another way that you can consider to support us today on top of that or alongside that. And that's by giving a monthly regular donation to the work of CAP. £5, £10, £15, whatever you can give, we will use it to bring more hope to people like Edith, to Brian. I'm really excited to say as well that right until the end of this year, for anybody who signs up kind of either now or at the end of this year to give a regular monthly donation, we have a thing called match funding in place, which means if you give £5 a month, we will receive 10 plus gift aid on top of that. 10 will become 20 and so on. So we've got this match funding, which is quite significant for us as an organisation, right until the end of this year. And what that means actually for the next 12 months is that anybody who signs up to give regularly, that money will be matched for 12 months. So maybe today you could give £5 a month or more. You'll find a little form on your chair. If that's you and you want to consider how you can do that, just grab that, fill it in, bring it up to me at the end. And yeah, we'd love just to talk to you a little bit more about that. But as I said, thank you for how you've supported already, both locally, nationally, through all that you do. Thank you for those that are already giving and are already life changers. There's two books as well, just as I finish up, that we'd love to give you today. If you've been around CAP for a while, Basil's, I'm sure, and many others have given these out. One is Journeys of Hope, and it's got 12 stories of lives changed by God, testimonies of people that we have had the privilege of working with. And the other is Nevertheless, which is the story of John Kirkby, CAP's founder. They're free books. All, again, I'd ask is that we would love to keep in touch with you. The second part of that form where it keeps your details. And most importantly, the wonderful thing that is GDPR, we need your permission. We'd love to keep you updated by email, by post, whatever way that you would like to keep in touch with us. As I said, those books are free. You don't have to give to do that. We'd love to bless you with them. And if you want to consider how you can give, come and talk to me and Ruth at the end. But I just want to say a massive thank you for how you have served and how you continue to serve. For Simon as well, as he's really led the charge. It's not just yourselves in Marilyn Dollingstown. It's Shankill Parish, Emmanuel, and a bunch of other churches that have worked together now for a number of years to lead this work. So thank you, Simon, just for recently kind of bringing all of that together, bringing a new vision to that as well. Thank you so much.